My fiancé blew up at me and called off our wedding a week before it was supposed to happen. Now he's saying he didn't mean it and is begging me to go through with it. Posted by u/wild_lavishness4044. Throwaway account because my ex-fiancé uses the app. So, my ex-fiancé, 30M, cancelled our, 30F, wedding a week before it was supposed to take place. We've been together for about 6 years and lived together, for context. What happened was basically an argument that escalated. We were heading to my program graduation. It's a smaller event with about 10 students and some professors from a community college. That morning, as we were getting ready, I asked if he'd be okay wearing one of his button-ups instead of the shirt he had on so we could get a nice photo. He was annoyed and snapped, saying, "Why do I have to do things for others?" I told him that he truly didn't have to, I was just asking, but it was ultimately his choice. He ended up putting on the button-up, and we arrived at the ceremony. Everything went fine, and he was very happy for me. However, on the way home in the car, traffic was building up, and he was annoyed. I offered an alternative route that I know cuts some time, and the exit to that route was coming up. He didn't take it, and I was slightly annoyed because he was cranky with me about the traffic. So, I asked why he didn't take it. He started full-on yelling that my tone was rude and that he doesn't have to drive the way I tell him to. I replied, saying that I literally just asked and I don't actually care what route he takes, he was the one having a problem with traffic. He blew up and blamed me for getting him upset. When we got home, I apologized and explained that I didn't mean to come across as mean. I also said that screaming doesn't help in any situation and that we should talk instead. He basically explained that an apology doesn't solve anything and that he needs such things not to happen, otherwise, he would continue exploding at me because that's the only time I listened to him. After a few hours, we spoke again, he apologized for yelling, and I apologized for the miscommunication that happened. Despite resolving this, later that night I was crying due to the fact that he so easily yells at me when he's upset. I was so upset that even on such an important day for me, I felt like he picked fights. And to add to this, yelling is such a red flag for me, and I never do that to him, or anyone, for that matter. The next morning, we were having breakfast, and he asked why I seemed gloomy. I told him that everything was okay, I was just processing what happened yesterday. He asked me to please share with him, so I told him that I felt like my special day was kind of ruined by fighting about things we could have easily resolved. He immediately flipped and started getting angry again. He blamed me for the fights, and when I replied that I don't think it's fair to blame me, he got angrier and said that he can't do this, that I'm not a good communicator and that he cannot get married like this. I was fully shocked. I thought he was talking out of emotion, like many times before, but this time he actually ended up sending a mass text to some guests to let them know that the wedding was called off. I was flabbergasted at the quickness and so confused. We started arguing and then had to leave for our days. Later that day, when we returned, I asked if this is truly something he wants, to call everything off, and he responded with a confident yes. What I thought was an action out of anger seemed to be solid for him. For the rest of the night and the next day, I tried to fix things between us. After many hours of talking and lots of crying on my end, he kept explaining that I don't communicate well and that this cancellation was my fault. I tried to offer some solutions, but he was fully committed to the decision to cancel it and break up. I asked if we could give it another day or two to ensure this is what he wants before we cancel the venue. He declined and asked to cancel the venue and vendors immediately, so we did. The next day, I went on errands and then met with my friend. It was truly such a hard day, and I was heartbroken, still digesting that this is happening. When I came home, he asked to talk and started crying that he regrets everything he said in the last few days. That he didn't mean it, he was angry and didn't think straight. He said he will start therapy and wanted to do couples counseling now too, after I had offered it many times. Anyway, he apologized profusely and kept asking if we can mend everything or whether he messed up. I was almost sure this regret would come and honestly, maybe it was mean, but I said, "Yeah, you effed up big time. You made a rash decision that hurt our relationship big time. There's no going back from here." He pretty much begged for another chance, but everything is cancelled, and my trust is shattered. The wedding is supposed to be in 2 days. His aunt was supposed to be on the way to our house to help us pack decorations, and now there's no way we can schedule everything again. And frankly, I don't want him at this point. This is not the first time he cancels plans or breaks up with me during a disagreement. Everyone is telling us that this is fixable, that clearly we love each other, so if we want, this situation doesn't have to be the end of the relationship. But I don't understand how. So much time, effort, and money has gone into this wedding that's now done. And plus, more importantly, I can't trust him anymore. I don't know what to do at this point. We were supposed to go on our honeymoon right after, so now I'm thinking of going by myself. He asked if we can go together and spend that time to fix things, but I'm just questioning everything. I think I prefer going myself to do some soul searching. Should I call this quits and move on with my life, or take his word and start couples counseling? I love him with my entire heart, and we had many loving experiences over the years. We don't have any issues aside from such incidents, but I don't know whether it's actually possible to come back from this one. Any thoughts or advice would be appreciated. Top/relevant comments. Commenter. For me, what sticks out is he seems bent on ruining special moments for you. That feels calculated. Does he have trouble controlling his temper slash reactions at work or with friends? If not, he's choosing to use you as a punching bag. Ops response. He has trouble controlling his reactions with friends and at work too. Once he cools down, he processes what happened and tries to ensure it won't happen again. Although these situations have lessened with time, this last blow-up was disproportionately huge. Commenter 2. The screaming, plus that being the only time you listen to him, is such a giant, waving red flag, op. The type of people who use language like that are abusers, to be honest. Yelling at your partner should be an absurdly rare thing. I actually don't know if my partner has ever done that, and we've been together since we were teenagers. He trapped you in an argument for hours and then proceeded to rage text your wedding guests as a punishment. Whoever tells you anything about this being normal or loving or fixable is stupid. He is incredibly toxic. He probably expected you to beg and plead for him to take you back even more than you already did. He wanted to really hurt you to make you take him back, and when he realized you weren't going to, he was suddenly contrite. Please understand, the apologies, the talk of therapy, it's all performative bullcrap. I guarantee if you marry this man, this whole pattern will continue, if not get worse. He's only going to play along until you're locked in again.